Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show once again. Another version of the Trader's Journey. Today I'm going to cover, the pre-checklist to my checklist. So, you know, once you've found a trade, you know, what sort of things do you need for a trade to be a trade? But this is going aside from the actual checklist to find a trade. Obviously, I've got three trading strategies. For those of you that don't know, three trading strategies, they all have checklists of essential factors that must be met and bonus factors that help to build the probability out if you've got a couple of trades that you're trying to pick which one or which ones to go with. But just for those of you who don't know the trading strategies and are trying to work out what constitutes trade to an investment, well, a trade for me requires at least two things. It needs to have an entry and a stop loss. Now, I see many people out there talking about trades they've taken, but they basically don't have a stop loss. And it's not really trading. You know, buying something and hoping it goes up, that's called investing, essentially. You know, buying it and going, well, you know, I'll wait until it gets back up to there before I sell it. That's not a great strategy. It's okay for investing if you're looking to be buying solid projects that you believe in long term, but that's not trading to me. You need to have an entry and a stop loss. You need to have a plan as well. So getting into a trade is one thing. Obviously, the entry point is where you enter. The stop loss is where you get out if you think it's going against you. If the reason for entering the trade becomes invalidated, that is where your stop loss should be. So there are two things that you must have for it to be a trade. The third thing, as I say, is a plan. Now, are you going to scale out, i.e. take some profit on the way, maybe minimize the risk, or are you going to take a full profit? Are you going to take the entire profit at, say, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1? Or do you feel as though it might be a good time to let this bad boy run and just trail your stop loss to higher lows in an uptrend as they are set? And that way you can look to take advantage of potentially much, much bigger moves. So that's really, really important to understand what a trade actually constitutes for you. And then you can go about how you're going to plan that. Something else that you want to consider is, what sort of trader are you trying to be? Are you trying to trade for dollars? Are you trying to trade to increase your Bitcoin stack, for example? Or are you trading to increase your Ethereum balance? Now, these are the typical markets you can trade against: dollar Tether, you can trade against Bitcoin, obviously, and you can trade against Ethereum. Now, there are some other, you know, platform tokens you can trade against, such as Binance token, that sort of thing. But more or less, most of the volume occurs against the big dogs, the dollar Tether, Ethereum, and Bitcoin. So if you're going to be trading Ethereum, for example, and this has come through Twitter, a question's come in about building their Ethereum stack for long-term investments. If you're looking to build your Ethereum stack, I think that trading against Ethereum is a good option. The only issue you've got here is that on Ethereum pairs, you often have thin books, which means you have thin volume, which means you're susceptible to slippage. Okay, so you might not get a full fill, or you might get filled at a different price. This is more common. Not as common when you're trading against Bitcoin or you're trading against the dollar or dollar Tether, because there's a lot more volume going on. Now, if you do decide that you want to trade to increase your Ethereum stack, it doesn't really matter where the money comes from. If you're trading to build your US dollar Tether, we'll send that dollar Tether over and buy Ethereum. If you're trading against Bitcoin and you get a good profit and you bank it in Bitcoin, send that Bitcoin across, we'll transfer that for Ethereum. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to trade against that one pair consistently. You've just got to work out what you do with your profits and where you move them to. So that's another thing to consider, what you're going to do and what you're trading for. Are you trading to build a portfolio, or are you trading to basically to pay your bills, I suppose? Now, ideally, if you're a full-time trader, it's a nice position to be in where you can actually pay your bills and you can keep money aside for investing and building that portfolio. But this is something that needs to be considered. Second to that is, what is the plan beyond that? Okay, are you going to reward yourself? And you must do this. You've got to be rewarding yourself. If you don't plan everything out, you know, I wouldn't call it a dream board, because it's not a board as such, but, you know, along those lines of, you know, knowing what I'm after, there's, you know, trips that I want to do with my family. There's, you know, when I'm 50 years old, I hope to have a yacht that I can travel around Australia and see this wonderful country from the ocean side. There's a lot of different things at different parts of my life. Now, these goals are tied back to my day-to-day actions to keep me focused. So it's about keeping your mind clear. And the best way to keep your mind clear, obviously, it's about your routines, it's about your exercise, meditation, fishing, diving, whatever it is that you do that makes you you and keeps you grounded. That's important. When it comes to trading, knowing what you're doing this for helps to keep you centered within that moment. Because remember, the only time that you have is the now. You've only got now. There is no other time that you have any control over other than right now. So focus on now. Having that clarity of your plan is going to help you. And clarity, well, you make better decisions, and better decisions generally equate to better outcomes. So I hope this helps, guys. Have a fantastic day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.